So some of you may know that every Friday morning I give a parsha shiur, and for the last, I've been giving it now for 11 years, I think. I think this is the 11th year. I always lose count. I think this is the 11th year, every Friday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. And for the last 5 years, instead of just giving a general, you know, themes in the parsha, what we've done is we've taken one particular commentary, let's say 1 year, the Ramban, the Orach Chaim, the Meshech Chachma, others, taken one particular commentary and taken that one commentary straight through the year. So this year, I happen to be studying the Maharal's commentaries on Chumash. The Maharal didn't really write a commentary on Chumash. Some of you may know the Maharal wrote, you know, 20 books, 20 Sfarim, wrote a ton. He wrote a ton of Sfarim. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you, Yonatan. We didn't start yet. The Maharal wrote about 20 or 25 books, different Sfarim, and he never wrote a commentary directly on the Parsha, but he wrote many, many themes that connect to the Parsha. In addition to that, the Maharal also wrote a commentary on the Haggadah, and most of what we're going to study this morning comes from a book called Gvuros Hashem, the Sefer Gvuros Hashem. Hey, Boker Tov. Gvuros Hashem comes from, he does two things in that Sefer. He talks a lot about Shmos Va'erabo and Mishalach, a lot of themes about Yitzias and Tzrayim. He also talks a lot about the Haggadah itself. So, as I said before, this year is actually doing three functions. First of all, the main point of this year was really for our alumni, and it's so enjoyable to see guys who have come back a little bit to continue the connection that we have with our alumni. We, as you know, when you were here, we spoke a lot of times about how important it is for us to keep contact with our alumni, and to me, the best way and most important way and most special way that we can keep connections with our alumni is through the study of Torah together. So that's what will bind us together for a long time. And of course, to keep up the connection and to celebrate Simcha, hopefully good times, everybody. And also, this is Rabbi Storch's normal slot, as well as Lev Shlomo. So we're doing triple duty with the shiur. And basically, the shiur is going to be on the topic of the Maharal's various commentaries on the Haggadah. So I'd like to begin, if you'd open up the packet that I handed out to you, and the packet's going to be very important. It's the third page of the packet, actually the fourth page, that says on top of it, Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav. This is Perek Shlishi of his Sefer called Gvuros Hashem. This is a little bit of an overview about why Pesach night is so important for the Maharal, for all of us. We know Pesach night is a really, really important night in the Jewish calendar. Bachar hu yisparach, in the underline on page Chafei. Bachar hu yisparach b'leil Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this night, lahudia ma'asav l'ba'ei olam, to tell over his actions to all of us who live on this earth, to all the inhabitants of the earth. To recognize his name in this world, in the fact that he chose that night to deliver us from Egypt. As we all know, the very first of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. So, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem already put in the first of the Ten Commandments, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is that event in Jewish history that he is pointing to, that is the foundation of all of our belief. Everything we believe in, everything we do, all stems from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first of the Ten Commandments. Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'inyan zeh ra'inu. Shasama HaTorah Yetzias Mitzrayim Yisod HaYisodos V'shorash HaKol. The Maharal says that the Torah in many places places the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the act of Hashem doing Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the foundation of everything, the foundation of all of our religion, the foundation of so many mitzvos. Umitzvos harbe bo b'shvil ha'yitzia, and so many different mitzvos and so many different mitzvot, so mitzvot harbe, bar b'shvil yitzias. So many mitzvot that we do are there to commemorate yitzias Mitzrayim. Sha'al yadam yichye le'inenu, or yihye le'inenu yisod zeh, u'me'etzleinu bal yimot. So that through that, through this event of yitzias Mitzrayim, it will always be in front of our eyes, and it will never wither. It will never fall. Kimo mitzvah sukkah that the Torah says the man yidu is taking mitzvah sukkah to Shabbos bnei Yisrael. Va'af haShabbos nemerbo v'zachar tekiyavad yisim b'Mitzrayim. Of course, Pesach kagamatzos v'chein kol yom tov kulam anu mekachim in kiddush. Every single yontif in kiddush we say zeicher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Nosaf al zeh shanu chayavim lizka yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. As we're going to see in a moment, in the Maharal's commentary on the Haggadah, where there's also a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. Ula Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Bayom Uvalayla. And we'll see, according to one sheet in Tanaim, not only every single morning and every single night, but even Limos HaMashiach, we're going to see it says in the Haggadah. Unbelievable. So that's why, by the way, of course, in the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, we say, right? And then at the end of Man Tizku, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every morning and every night. The reason why you keep having to measure all the time is, says the Maharal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that night, delivered us from Egypt, and that delivery from Egypt is the foundation of our entire religion. So there's so many mitzvahs that keep on stressing it, and we have a mitzvah to mention it every single morning and every single night. This is the foundation of our emuna, and on it the entire rest of Judaism is built. And he says, even though we know that there are hundreds of miracles that God has done to the Jewish people throughout the generations, so many miracles, lo sama haTorah lizkar osam v'lasal zechelam. You don't have another miracle in our history that there's so many mitzvahs that we have to keep on mentioning it and remembered. You don't have that. Only Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Maharal, if you look through Jewish history, you'll see that there were many miracles that might have even been greater in scope. Someone who's a katsar seichel, someone who maybe doesn't think about things so deeply, might think that there's loads of other mitzvahs, loads of other miracles that happened to the Jewish people that were even greater miracles. Eino kein l'das haTorah. The Torah doesn't feel this way. Ki nira min haTorah shesama yitzias Mitzrayim ikar v'yisod ha'amuna min ha'ra'ayos asher amarnu l'malo. It's based on the proofs that I just told you before, that there's so many mitzvahs that there's a mitzvah mentioned every single day. Ki timtza b'Torah v'rov dvarim zeicher ha'yisod hazeh. And he even quotes the Medrash uv'mechilta. One final medrash which proves this point. Uvim mechilta b'parsha v'yishma Yisrael. Kol asher asa Hashem l'Moshe l'Yisrael amo. Ki hotzi Hashem es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Malamit says the medrash. Sheshkula yitzias Mitzrayim neged kol anisim v'agvuros she'asa kadosh baruch l'Yisrael. The exodus from Egypt is equivalent in its importance to every single other miracle that God has done through our Jewish history. Again, if you remember what that pasuk says, right? Vayishma Yisrael, the first pasuk in Parshas Yitzchak, what does it say? Vayishma Yisrael, Eis kol asher asa Hashem liYisrael amo, ki hotzi Hashem et Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. So it says, Yisrael heard all the great things he did, and he also heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Medrash, the pasuk is setting up an equivalency there. He heard about everything, plus he also heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So says the Medrash, you see from that pasuk, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is equivalent to all the other miracles. So I just wanted to do this piece of Maharal that he has as his introduction to the whole Haggadah. And I think that the important thing for us right now, 1 week before Pesach, is we should realize how important a night Pesach night. I know Rav Soloveitchik used to say that, you know, Yom Kippur night and Pesach night. For Rav Soloveitchik, those were the two most important nights of the entire year, religiously. The two most important religious nights, Yom Kippur. So it's unbelievable that all of you are here because we're preparing for this. Because if you want to make use of this night, if this is the night about transmitting the Torah to kids, and we have sitting in this room here people who are going to be doing the transmitting and people who are going to be getting the transmitting, and hopefully even the people who are going to be getting the transmitting, they're going to, now that you're alumni of our yeshiva already, hopefully in some time very soon, it happens quicker than you can imagine, you'll be in the seat of transmitting. You'll be in the seat of transmitting. It happens quicker than you can imagine. Uh-huh. My daughter just got back from Israel last year, Baruch Hashem. She's engaged. Now, she's a girl. It's a different story, but it happens. So point number one, I think, of the shir is how important, what level of importance the Maharal places on this night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, how much we have to think about getting these ideas out of the Seder, how much we have to think in advance about how to plan it out, that our children are going to get something out of this. That's why we put such a tremendous focus the whole night on the children, doing things for the children, involving the children, getting the children involved in somehow. This is really just by way of introduction. Let's take a look at the next piece. And now we get already, it's hard to know which direction you're going in here. You get confused. Let's take a look at the next piece. There we go. Page. Reish Yud Tes. Another somewhat very beautiful but very general idea about the mitzvah of matzah. It's Reish Yud Tes on top. He says a very beautiful and profound and penetrating insight about the matzah. Take a look about the underline on page Reish Yud Tes. Again, this is really not specific about any real piece of part of the Haggadah. You could say it in many places of the Haggadah. Va'o teda. You see where I am, Reish Yud Tes? Va'o teda. Eich ha-matzah shehi lechem oni shayach el ha-ge'ula. He's bothered, the Maharal's bothered, you know, matzah, this poor man's bread, just flour and water, nothing fancy, nothing exciting, and yet, this is the symbol of freedom, of chayrus. It's called lechem oni, which the Gemara actually dashes in two ways about oni. Oni means affliction, and oni also means madaka shel oni beprusa, literally means poor man's bread, or the bread of affliction that summarizes oni, right? Oni and oni are two different words. Oni means a poor person, oni means affliction, like the chamisha inuyim on Yom Kippur, to be afflicted. But either pshat, you say, the oteda. That's also another pshat in the Gemara. He's not going to focus so much on that. Well, he actually is going to mention that also.
Va'oteda, ech ha-matzah shehi lechem oni, this poor, flat, thin cardboard that we ingest. You know, loads and loads of it. How is that a symbol of freedom? Where's the freedom, Sheba Davar? V'zeh. Ki ha-oni she'em lo davar, v'zeh inyin pshitus, kasher hu omeid ba'atzmo. V'davar zeh im shehu chisar nechshav ba'olam hazeh, shehu olam ha-harkava u'ma loso ba-harkava. The Maharal says, in this world, this is the world of levels, of multiple layers. This world is a world of multiple layers of things. We spend most of our time in this world trying to acquire things and build things and make things and combine things and amass wealth and build big homes and acquire many, many, many things. Mikol makom. So in this world, simple things get shifted to the side. Simple, plain things, that's not what this world is about. Mikom akom hapshitus, however, simplicity. Pshitus means simplicity, which the matzah represents. Simplicity, hapshitus. Malahu mitzad olam hapashat ve'en bo harkava. However, in the next world, in the world of truth, in the world of pure, unadulterated truth, there, the more simple something is, the more respect it gets. Ve'en bo harkava. Uvalayla hazeh hayutzrichen el hageula. This night is the night of redemption. V'lo ha'isa ha'geula mitzad ha'olam hazeh, she'u olam ha'murkav. However, geula does not happen to a person. Redemption, meaning, redemption will translate here now, personal redemption, meaning a life of meaning, mitzad ha'olam hazeh, she'u olam ha'murkav, rak mitzad olam ha'elyon ha'pashut. This night, we're trying to connect to an upper world, where the values of the upper world are in simplicity, are in pure, unadulterated truth. And listen to how he develops this beautifully. Ulefikach, tziva lechol matzah lechem oni shehu lechem hapashut. Therefore, we are commanded to eat on this night pure, unadulterated, simple water and flour. Shehu lechem hapashut. Chare ein bo davarak etzem pashut. Kiloshon matzah ba al davashu pashut. Kamoshenikar ha'or shu pashut lo maliach v'lo kamiach v'lo afitz v'hu or pashut b'shem matzah. Umipnei, the type of leather which has no, has totally unadulterated, has no, nothing added to it, is called matzah in the Gemara. Umipnei, shebalayla hazeh hayu nigalim, since on this night we are redeemed, b'madrega ha'el yona l'malam in olam amurkav, tziva sheyiach ilasan matzah shehi pshuta. And he gives a beautiful mashal to explain this. I was having difficulty understanding exactly what he was talking about. Then when I heard the mashal, it made a lot of good sense to me. Listen to what he says. Dimyonzel, let me give you a mashal to explain this to you. Why it's so important that on Pesach night we celebrate with the ultimate simplicity, simplistic food. Why we're focusing so much on the main food of the evening is the simple food. Look what he says. Dimyonzel. Kohen Gadol mishamesh b'chol yimei hashana the big day zahav. We know that the vestments that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Beis Hamikdash all year long were gold and silver and tcheles, the argama and tolas, shani, all kinds of fancy embroidery and bells and whistles and gold and silver and all this stuff. Over Yom HaKippurim, however, on Yom Kippur, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim lefnai v'lefnim, the big day lavan, the Kohen Gadol would only wear, no, he would take off all the gold, take off all the fancy stuff, and only wear a simple, pure white. That's why we wear white on Yom Kippur, we wear a kittel, because we're trying to stress the simplicity. There's no eating, no drinking, we're simple, just pure neshamos of people. We don't get involved too much in this worldly things. Again, the rest of the year, we're supposed to get involved in this worldly things. But the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, the big day lavan, lefnai v'lefnim, v'zeel b'shvil, Shehu kone madrega elyona, because the Kohen Gadol, when he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's connecting with an elevated spiritual level. Shariyahaya nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. He's going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeshlo lesalek mi madregas olam hazeh. And therefore the Kohen Gadol on that night of Yom Kippur, he's trying to remove himself from anything that's too connected to this world, the world of layers, the world of multiplicity. Because that's what this world is about. When he enters into that otherworldly state of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where no man was ever allowed to go aside from the Kohen Gadol once a year, when he enters into that world, that otherworldly existence, where he gets a little bit of a taste of what the next world is going to be like, therefore, says the Maharal, tziva b'leil zeh lechol matzah shehu lechem oni pashut mikol, ki b'leil zeh nigalu b'madrega el yona v'chol madrega el yona yesh b'pshitas. V'zeh o'perish akasa. This is what the pasuk means. Shivas yamim tochal olav matzos lechem oni. Why do we eat this simple bread of affliction? Because you left Egypt quickly. What does that have to do with that? The fact that we mamash left at the blink of an eye. Here you had a people that was a slave people for 210 years, and mamash in one day, all of a sudden, boom, they went out quickly. It was obviously a miraculous, otherworldly type of exodus that happened in the blink of an eye. Lo kamo dvar mativim, not like many natural things that take a long time till they happen. It takes years, revolutions take years to develop, and it takes a long time till you could figure out how to get out. Shekol pulasim hemshech zman. Aval kan haye gulasim shelo b'teva. Ulakach haye bechipazim b'lizman. Ulakach roi sheyochel lechem oni. Hu lechem apashet b'liakav. In the next whole 30 lines, he gives more explanation of this. Just take a look at the very end that I have underlined. Avalikar apirish ki mitzvah matzah hi ba'atzma zecher lecherus. That's why the matzah is zecher lecherus. Again, the way I understand this is that the key to redemption and the key to a very deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not through so much acquisition of stuff and not through fancy items and not through lots of money and lots of gashmius. Of course, we live in this world and we're supposed to eat and drink, and we're supposed to eat what we need and drink what we need and have a home that we need to live in and have a car that we need to drive. We're supposed to obviously live in this world. But Pesach night, the focus is on lechem oni, is on bread affliction. That's actually the symbol of geula, because what redeems a Jew and actually what makes a Jew the most close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what makes a Jew the most able to connect to the spiritual side of himself, is if he holds the physical things that he eats to a very on a very simplistic, basic, pashut level. And specifically, that's what geula is, because geula means HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and relates to me and delivers me out of whatever issues that I have. The simpler I am, the more simple I keep things, the more straight I keep things, the more possibility I have for geula. Again, requires a lot more explanation. What do you say?
I was saying the obviously, maybe that's why we were at Tittle.
Oh, at the Seder also. Beautiful. Yeah, wow. Another excellent. I wasn't thinking about that. Excellent. To remind me. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I didn't even think of that. But yeah, so again, to try to remember a little bit, even in the middle of all that we're doing, to try to remember a little bit about that pshitas, to focus on symbol. Of course, you know, and this is Erev Pesach very, very big, that all the Svarim talk about Erev Pesach, that when we're cleaning and scrubbing for chametz, when we're cleaning, so chametz symbolizes that which is the Yetzer Hara in a person. Chametz symbolizes, right? I think he's going to mention this again, but yeast is something that causes things to grow, right? It causes things to rise. Yeast causes the dough to rise, and that's the chametz causes a person to think very highly of himself. The Yetzer Hara causes a person to be arrogant, to think that he's the center of the universe and he's the one who's accomplishing everything in this world, and it's all him, everything that he's achieved. And by eating matzah, so, got a great seat still available. Eating matzah, so we by scrubbing away the chametz, what we're really doing, what we're really supposed to be doing, especially in the Usforbs, is trying to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. That's the way the Baalei Mussar and the Sefer Chassidus talk about it, that the harder you clean for chametz, you're actually wiping the Yetzer Hara from yourself. It's a similar idea in the sense that we don't eat anything that has chametz on Pesach. We only eat matzah. We're trying to keep it simple. We're trying to scrub away from ourselves that which, you know, gets in the way of our connecting. But I liked it very much, Baruch, about how that's another reason perhaps that we were at Kittel Pesach night, to remind ourselves about that cleanliness, that simple matzah, that just the bread and water of trying to connect to that. Now let's continue a little bit further. Here we get a little bit more into the details of the Haggadah itself. This is I would classify this, and again, this is a piece of Torah that I've said many times in the past. Probably many of you have said it as well. But since we're learning the Maharal, again, a lot of the famous ideas that many of us may have heard many times on the Haggadah actually all stem from the Maharal. So I figured we couldn't skip over this one. Take a look at page Resh Chaf Gimel. Resh Chaf Gimel. Tanan Ba'arvei Pesachim. So gentlemen, we all know that one of the most important themes of the Seder, I was at a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha yesterday where the rabbi was focusing on this. Of course, we know that the Mishnah states in the 10th Perek of Pesachim, our alumni, if I remember correctly, we studied Pesachim together last year, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Didn't we learn Pesachim? Is that what we learned last year? Did I remember that? Okay. Pesachim? Okay, good. So you may remember this from last year also. So the Gemara says in Pesachim that one of the rules of the Seder is Maschil Begnusim Messiah B'Shvach. One of the very well-known aspects is that the Seder is a bunch of contradictions, because you have the Maror, we're trying to remember bitterness and bad times in our lives, and that's a requirement of the Seder. Maschil Begnusim Messiah B'Shvach. You're supposed to start with the negative. You have to start with the negative. We recreate and think about all the bad times. We don't believe in just whitewashing the past. Right? Sometimes guys go to Eretz Yisrael for the year, and they come back, and all of a sudden they say, oh, the way I was in high school, oh, that never happened. None of that. That stuff never happened. It never happened. People try to, like, wipe away. Salvation talks about this in Al HaTshuva. He talks about how, and that's not the preferred way that he thinks. A person's supposed to deal with the past, recognize the past, and build from the past. Not to deny the past, but to realize where a person came from and to use that as a motivation to grow and to build. He talks in Al HaTshuva, Salvation talks in Al HaTshuva. There's two types of tshuva. There's one type of tshuva where a guy totally just wipes away the past. And he says, sometimes you need that. Sometimes there's things in the past that literally you have to mamish, imagine that they mamish never happened. They're so bad and so low. It's better to actually just not address them. But most often he says that you're supposed to build. Take the past and recognize it. Right? The Gemara says and sometimes you're supposed to take, right, even averas that you said vidui on last year, you're supposed to say them again, even in future years. The Gemara talks about that. It's an interesting concept. But anyway, on the Seder night, we're supposed to master the gnos and Messiah Meshvach. And the Gemara has a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about what the gnos is. Is the bad that we're supposed to start from mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu? You mentioned at the Seder that we used to be idol worshippers. Or is it from avodah mayinu lefarav Mitzrayim? So the Maharal here on Reish Chof Gimel, he talks about what's this argument about whether or not you're supposed. Now we paskin like both. We mentioned both in the Haggadah. We mentioned mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu, and we also mentioned avodah mayinu. So the Maharal understands what's that machlokas. Take a look at the bottom of Reish Chof Gimel first. Lefikach, ilu hayu mesaper atova liyisrael mebli agnus. If we would just mention all the good stuff without mentioning the bad stuff, hayu efshel achshov ki b'mikra ba'agula. You might think that it just happened to be that we were redeemed. Lefikach yaskel kodem agnus v'yomer b'shvil agnus shayli yisrael kadosh baruch hu asli imay masha asa. It was because of the bad stuff, because things were so bad. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the need, bedafka, bekavana. And this is the theme that runs through the Maharal's writings, and especially his writings about Pesach night all the time. There's nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this world that he doesn't have a specific goal for. There's nothing that happens to a person in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a specific plan for the person for. There's nothing. And that's why even the gnus is important to say. Because even the bad stuff that happens to a person, that also was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting that to happen to a person for a reason. And he was supposed to learn from it. He was supposed to grow from it. Something was supposed to happen as a result of it. So that's a theme that runs through all the time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a bedafka. Look at the top of Reish Chof Dalet, where the underline is. V'char tovin od peida od. Ki ha-shevach shekodem lo gnus yoser shevach. Praise that is preceded by bad stuff is even a greater praise. Right? When a person, let's say, does a lot of things wrong in his past, and then he has a way that he could finally fix those things and grow from those things and change those things. So the joy is that much. The joy is that much sweeter. The joy is that much sweeter. Right? I was recently at a simcha of a person who had gone through such difficulty. So we know that's what Chazal. That's what the pasuk says. Hazorim bedima berina yiktzoru. Those who plant with tears, they reap with even more joy, right? When a person has struggled and when there's been problems and difficulties in the past, so when a person finally overcomes them and finally changes and grows and develops and becomes a different person, so the joy is so much more. When a father celebrates the simcha of a child who he had so many tzaros with and so much difficulties with, and it was so difficult, and then finally the kid gets past it, and then his father takes the child to the chuppah, and the child is able to enjoy. So the simcha is so much more. That's what the Maharal is saying over here. That's why it's important on Seder night to mention the gnus, because the shevach is all the more special, and all the more penetrating in the fact that it was preceded by bad. Kemosha tiraki ayom kodem lo halayla. That's why in Judaism we believe the night comes before the day. V'zemivnei ki ashlemus eno nimtza betchilaso ba'olam hazeh. Now skip to the bottom. So what's this dispute between Rav and Shmuel about whether or not the bad stuff we mentioned in the Haggadah is that we worshipped idols,
Or is it that we were slaves in Egypt? What's the machlokas? So this is a very well-known idea. Kiladas Rav, maybe it's just well-known because I repeat it every year, I don't know, but Kiladas Rav, Mitchila Ovdei Avodazar Hu Agnus, Shezeu Gnus Dovek Benefesh, Ki Bevadai She'ena Guf Mekabel Pchisas Ha-Avodazar, Ki Im HaNeshama. The body doesn't suffer from worshipping Avodazar, that's the soul that suffers. V'tam Rav, Shechasav Gnus Nefesh, Gnus Yoser, Sha'agnus Asher Dovek Benefesh, Gorum Avodon, Ki HaNefesh Asher Teitzim Min HaSharoi LaNefesh, Besof, Telech HaNefesh LaAvodon, Ki Dosev, V'Havadati Es HaNefesh. Rav, who says we begin from Mitchil over the Avodah Zarah, he says that what the Haggadah is aiming to stress is the gnus of the soul, because the gnus of the soul, that's what defiles a Jew more than anything. Ushmuel Sover, I guess that's the more difficult pshat to understand, Ushmuel Sover, Sha gnus asher hu davak beguf hu yoser, that we're highlighting the slavery aspect is what we're highlighting more, because that's a physical gnus. Shegnus shelo gnus nimtza v'nira ata, because in this world, that's a gnus that you could see more readily in a person. You could see if he's a slave, if he's physically incarcerated, if he's physically challenged. So that's going to be a gnus that in this world you could see more. Ulefikach avadam hayinu hu ikar agnus. Gam ki agnus davak yoseh beguf masha guf hu bal chomer. Ugnus davak po avala nefesh. Avagav sha agnus benefesh. Maybe li yidei heder besof. Ein zederach gnus kamoshu beguf. Sha agnus shayach po bemashu guf. Shuffle ba'atzmo. The body itself is lowly and physical. Shayach bo gnus. So the whole gnus, the concept of gnus, is more relevant to the body. V'yesh mefarshim kildas rab mihilo zayi v'senu hu agnus sheze agnus kodem shu avram ravinu. Okay, as another pshat. Bottom line is we paskin like both. We include both. The whole and the Maharal says later on both Rab and Shmuel agree that both elements of the gnus are crucial. Are important. The way the Maharal says, they're not arguing over exclusivity. They're just arguing on which is the more important one to highlight and to focus. And we, of course, in our Haggadah include both, because we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both deliverances, and both to us are important. It's important for a person to have a body that he can serve Hashem with, and it's, of course, important as well that his soul be cleansed from sin, and that his soul feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his soul not be far away with Avodah Zarah or all the other kinds of Avodah Zarah that we sometimes worship Avodah Zarah about, you know, okay, I'll say it, March Madness or whatever other Avodah Zarahs that we worship. Again, I'm not saying a guy comes back here so he can't watch a game here and there. I'm not saying that. I'm not suggesting that. But the question is, are we worshiping it? Are we worshiping it, or is our focus, is our main focus and what we really know to be important and the focus of most of our times and efforts and energies and our lives, right? And what's our focus? That's the gullus that we're in. That's mitchila over the avodazar. We worship other things. We put all our focus and efforts and energies in places where it's not supposed to be. So that's another thing that we highlight. Maskabunas, and that's why we say both of them. So we believe, by the way, and it's important, by the way, Rav Cook stresses this all the time, right? Give a little plug for our chavers, Rabbi Goldschneider's Haggadah, great, beautiful Haggadah. If you're looking for a new Haggadah this year, I strongly recommend Rabbi Goldschneider. Last year, I think it was the first year it came out. It was really phenomenal. Rabbi Goldschneider puts side by side Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Cook, and Shlomo Kalbach. Their three perspectives on Haggadah. So Rav Soloveitchik is all about Talmud Torah, and Rav Cook is all about Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. And Shlomo Kalbach is all about Avos Yisrael. So you have mamish in one Haggadah. You have the focus on Talmud Torah, which we'll speak about in a minute, and Eretz Yisrael. All the themes, right, of Cook saw the whole everything through Eretz Yisrael, and a little bit about Am Yisrael too. And Shlomo Kalbach is primarily about Am Yisrael. But anyway, Rav Cook talks a lot about how there's also that the body is also important, and the physical, the land of Israel is important. The physical body of the person is important. That's also a derech to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu spiritually. So you see that Shmuel even says that Masla B'Gnus, we're even focusing on Pesach night, the physical freedom, that was important too when you're a slave and you don't have your own ability to serve. So you can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a slave either. You need the physical freedom as well. Okay, let's continue. Now we're going to get into a little bit of the details
of the actual Haggadah itself. So let's page Reish Chav Tes, right? Maaseh, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shayu Mesuma B'nei Brak. You know, the Haggadah has a story about the five rabbis who were sitting and talking in Tzias Simon B'nei Brak. And I've said this over many past years as well, but I think especially guys coming back from Eretz Yisrael, this is like so, such a powerful, I think a very, very powerful statement of the Haggadah. I don't know about you. I'm addressing myself for one moment to the guys just back from Eretz Yisrael and to the parents also. I don't know about you, but until I studied in Eretz Yisrael, and I learned a little bit in high school, I also learned a little bit. I put in a couple hours in high school also. But it wasn't until I went to Eretz Yisrael that what happened in this story could have ever happened to me. And that is that a person could actually be sitting and learning and not looking at the clock and wondering, you know, when it's going to end. Now, that actually a person could be besimcha enough about learning that sometimes you sit down to learn and you say, oh my gosh, where did the time go? Usually that happens when you're playing ball or something, or, you know, then you say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I was just here for 3 hours. I was, you know, myself also, I'm the same way. I like to tell a story in this context all the time, and I apologize if some of you heard the story from me already, but the truth is that at the time of my life that I remember this more than anything was that, you know, when my wife and I were first married, so, you know, we didn't have children for the first couple of years, and a number of miscarriages, other things, was a lot of difficulty. And then, you know, when we Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of tefillah and a lot of other things, so we zochet our first child. And there's a minug that the night before, it was a boy, and the minug the night before the baby is born, so there's a minug to stay up all night learning. Some people have a minug like that. The vachnat, you say kriyashma with the child, and some people have a minug that the father of the babies should stay up all night learning. So I was very excited to perform the baby. I'm telling you, that was a time where I was so excited and so happy and so into it. It was 11, you know, I started, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And like when I turned around, I was so involved in the sugya. It was 4 a.m. I thought it was like 12. I really thought it was 12:30 because I was so involved in it. It doesn't happen so often in life like that. But I think in Eretz Yisrael is the first time where a person could be. This is the story they say in the Haggadah. Five rabbis, they were so engrossed in the discussion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mamish went all night. Their mamish had no idea that they didn't know where the time went till the students had to come and tell them, hey, it's time to daven shacharis, right? So the Maharal stresses that idea over here. He says, why is that story in the Haggadah? What's that story doing in the Haggadah? What's it there to tell us? Lahudia. What joy they had at being Mesaper B'tzias Mitzrayim. Right? Probably many of us sit at the Seder. There might be some people at the Seder saying, can we please get to the soup already? Can we please get to that? I can only speak about my own Seder. Can we please get to the meal already? Save it for the meal. You know, when the kid pipes up on the nose, right? So that's the famous line of my house. Save it for the meal. Save it for tomorrow lunch. Save it for tomorrow lunch. But that's what, if the people are excited to talk about it, so if you're mechabev the mitzvah, yeah, I know there is a din that Afikoman has to be before chatzos, so I understand that din. But and look at the bottom. Ukadesh lo yikshalacha. Echoyu monenas hashena me einayim. I skipped to the other underlined part. Ukadesh lo yikshalacha. That you don't ask. Echoyu monenas hashena me einayim biyantif. How could it be that they didn't fall asleep? Amru. Shelo hayat sar lahem. Because they were so overjoyed by this mitzvah of studying Torah all night long, of being involved in Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, of asking kashas and telling the story and getting involved and having the kid who just came back from Eretz Yisrael mamish say over to the parents all the Torah that he learned and to give the parents a nachas and the return on the $20,000+ that they spent to send the kid to Eretz Yisrael, and that the kid comes back and he comes back and he has Torah to say and he's excited to say Torah, and the parents suddenly realize, oh, this is why I spent 13 years of tuition on sending a kid to a yeshiva, so that he should go to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and he should get so filled up and he should be able to come back. So the time passed so fast. The kol kach hoya azman katzalem shlo hayu
Sivurim Sha'ala Amud HaShachar. Maybe Mamash thought it was still 11 o'clock at night, thought it was still 12 o'clock at night. They were so enjoying it. Time flies when you're having fun. That's what they used to say when I was growing up. Time flies when you're having fun. Let's continue. Amar Abelazar. Ah, and this harks back to what we said before. The very next paragraph in the Haggadah. Right? So the obvious question that everybody deals with, the Maharal, is why is this in the Haggadah? This is not referring to the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. It's referring to a whole different mitzvah, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we mentioned yesterday, that every single day, Shachris and Maariv, in the third paragraph of Shema, were obligated to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is that in the Haggadah Pesach night? It's not part of the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't belong there. It's a different mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah, not connected. No, so what's the obvious answer? So the Maharal says what I think is the obvious answer. The Maharal says, Amar Abelazar, Hevi zeh ha-mamar achrav, af al gav she'ein mamar zeh medaber b'sipra yitziya. Even though this mamar is not talking about, Rav Chaim famously developed many differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras is just enough to mention it in one line. That's what we did. Asher Yitzias, we say it in Kriya Shema. That's it. You're Yitzias. That's it. But Sipur, you have to tell a story. You got to eat. It's a whole elongated, lengthy process, Sipur. It's a whole different mitzvah. As a matter of fact, it could be confusing. A guy could think, say, if you just mention this, not good, a guy could think, oh, we just like, have a little bit, just to say over the thing, just tell over. We got it to the Vincha Bayom, and Babu was there, so Hashem Elim says, then boom, we're finished. Let's get straight to the food, right? So, I hold myself in. Okay, hold myself back. So he says, even though it's not the right mitzvah, rock. Kol laila v'laila b'kriya shema, mikol makom, zachar osokan, eich chiyuv gadol b'sipra yitzia. He's just coming to highlight what we started out with, what we answered. He's mentioning the fact that there is this mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every single day, and according to some, every single day and every single night, that's the way we paskin, not just every day and every night. And according to some, according to Chachamim, even Limos HaMashiach. Can you imagine? We're going to be done with this whole world, and we're still going to be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. The only miracle from this world that we're still going to take with us to Yemos HaMashiach. We're still going to mention it. That's according to one opinion. Chacham Morim, Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, Ko Yimei Chayecha Lohavi Limos HaMashiach. Why are we going to need to know about Yetzias Mitzrayim even Bizman Mashiach? So look what he says. Umikomakom Zachar was kind of Eich Chiyuv Gadol B'Sipra Yetzias Shari L'Das HaChacham Chayv LaHaskei Kol Yom V'Yom L'Das Shem Belazar Chayv Liska Kol Yom V'Yom V'Chol Laila V'Chol Shekin Sipra Yetzias B'Leil Zeh Shu Zmana Yetzias Shalom Ad Yosef V'O Kiyach Shal Das HaChachamim Chayv LaHaskei Yetzias Limos HaMashiach B'Kriya Shema Mizeh Ono Lomdim Shagam Leinyan Sipra Hanisim B'Leilo Shal Tziyanu Chayovim L'Sapra Af Limos HaMashiach How fundamental is this night to our religion? There is no Judaism without Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the whole root and foundation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're in His hands at all times. That we are in His hands from the time we were created as a people on that night, on this wondrous night. And by the way, hopefully we're going to still get to it. I don't know how much time everybody here has. I wasn't sure if I was going to end at 10:15 or 10:30. So anyone who needs to leave, please feel free to leave after 10:15. You could leave now too. I'm not going to hold you here. But maybe we'll try to go till 10:30 because there's a lot to say here. If you have to leave, please feel free to leave. And again, I'll just already skip to one of the pieces he's going to say later just to give you. He wants to say, you know, that one of the most famous lines of the whole Haggadah is and it's a Mishnah in the Psachim, which we all learned together last year, the Chevra. B'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam liro sasatzmo ki'ilu hu yatsa mi Mitzrayim. Based on Psukim, the Baal Haggadah, the Mishnah, learns out that in every generation, a person is supposed to see himself as if he left Egypt. So the way the Maharal understands that, we'll see it inside in a moment, but it directly connects to this piece, I believe. The way Maharal understands it is that that night, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed the Jewish people, he didn't just redeem those Jews who were in Egypt at that time. He redeemed the nation of Israel. This was the formation of the nation of Israel. And since this was the formation of the nation of Israel, somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed all of the future souls, all of the future Jewish people, Pesach night was going to be the night of deliverance, the night of me bringing you close, the night of me taking you and me bringing you close for the entirety of Jewish history. Every night. That's why the Maharal says, "B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros esatzmo kilu hu yatza." That's why we, on Friday night, that's why we on Friday night have to see ourselves as if we were redeemed. Because the truth is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed the Jewish people back then, He redeemed us then as well. He placed in time. He placed in time that night of redemption. That's the night where I'm taking you in my hand and I'm taking you out. It's the night of every future generation. So the Maharal is going to say, it's not so much that we're supposed to think that we were actually there. That's not the point of thinking that we're actually there. Again, that's the way most other people understand what it means. That's why we're, right, the Sephardim, especially, they get up, you know, get dressed up. And in my state also, we have these little Egyptian costumes. People get dressed up. We mamish feel like we were Egyptians. That's the way most people understand it. The Maharal has a different take on it. He says, no, it's not that you're supposed to think that you were back there. It's that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed the Jewish people back then, He was intending to redeem us in Woodmere in 2015. He intended to take us in His hands like He took the Jewish people in His hands. Every year on that night, He takes us in His hands and redeems us from whatever Mitzrayim we find ourselves in. That's the way His take on it is. That's why you have to see yourself as if you were there. Kiluhu yatza atam Mitzrayim. It just means the closeness that we're supposed to feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this night. And the Am Yisrael, the nationhood that we're supposed to feel on this night, is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria forever. Well, hopefully we'll get to it. You'll see it inside. Maybe it'll be even more powerful. But I think that's very related. That's very related to what he's saying over here. That even Bimos HaMashiach, for all generations, this night is supposed to be a night of redemption. It's supposed to be a night of closeness, a night of pshitas, of simplicity, a night of a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can't get the rest of the year. Like our Salvation said, maybe Yom Kippur night. Maybe Yom Kippur night is similar. Right? That's why, by the way, I mentioned also, it's just so beautiful, I mentioned in the parashah on Friday that the Maharal says, why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? So he says, and I'm going to give you the very abbreviated version, but he says that Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol for the very same reason that Shabbos Shuvah is called Shabbos Shuvah. Again, highlighting this connection between Yom Kippur night and Pesach night. Rav Salveitchik said the two greatest nights of his year. Unfortunately, I'm not an Amadrega. For me, it's like Simchas Torah and Purim. But for Rav Salveitchik, it was Pesach night and Yom Kippur night. Hopefully, I'll get to that Madrega. One day, I'll get to that Madrega. But the Maharal says it's just so interesting. I can because so Chazal say the reason why Shabbos HaGadol is because Shabbos HaGadol, because the second to last pasuk in the Haftorah has a pasuk. Hine Anochi Shalach Nemes Eliyahu Anavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol Vahanora. Because somehow that Haftorah is addressing the fact that there's going to be a day in the future. Eliyahu Navi is going to come. It's going to be an unbelievable Gadol. Moshiach is going to come. It's going to be a Yom Gadol. So that's why Chazal said, that's why since we read that Haftorah, that's why Shabbos Gadol. Says the Maharal, Shkoyach. What is that helping? Very nice. At the second to the last Pasuk, the third to the last word, the second to the last word says the word Gadol. That's why we call the Shabbos Gadol. What's going on? And same thing with Shabbos Shuvah. They say, why is it called Shabbos Shuvah? Because the Haftorah starts off, Shuvah Yisrael Adashem Lekecha. Shkoyach, okay, the Haftorah's word Shuvah. What does it mean? So Maharal says so beautifully. Again, I don't have time to develop the whole thing now, but just a little Mara Makkum, if you want to see where it is afterwards, I'll show you where it is. It's actually in the packet. It's the first page that I skipped, so you could read it inside for homework, the first page. So he says the same idea, that Pesach is only a me'ain of what's going to be Bizman Mashiach. Pesach is a Yom HaGadol. It's an unbelievable Yom Gadol. Pesach is an unbelievable Yom Gadol. It's a time for being big people. That's what Rav Weinberger spoke about on Shabbos. To be big. Pesach is time to be big, not to be small-minded, not to be small people who care about petty stuff, to be big, to care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your big things. But Bizman Mashiach, it's going to be even bigger. So the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos gives you a little bit of a taste of what Olam Haba is going to be like, about what that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be like when this world is over, when we're all done collecting all our reward in this world, and we're just going to enjoy it in the next world. So before Pesach, we have a Shabbos which reminds us, Me'ein Olam Haba, to tell us that, yeah, there's going to be a Pesach this week, but know that even after Pesach, as close as you're going to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pesach night, there's going to be a time in the future and all about, and the point of Pesach is to think about that time in the future where we're going to get even closer. There's going to be a redemption. We're not fully redeemed now. There's a halah, there's a nirtz at the end of the Seder. There's still going to be a future. The Hashat HaHachal, L'shon HaBa'ai, Shal Hashat HaAvdei, L'shon HaBa'ai Chorin. Part of the theme of the Seder is as much as we're experiencing the Cheiros, we realize it's only a little bit, it's only a me'in of what's going to be at the future redemption. Like he says, L'havu Yimos HaMashiach, even then we're going to talk about it. And he says the same thing about Shabbat Shuvah. Yom Kippur night, so mamash, we feel closeness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't feel the whole rest of the world, there's no eating, no drinking, we feel like we're like malachim. So Shabbat Shuva, the Shabbat before Yom Kippur, is Shuva means to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Shuv, Lashuv, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says the same thing about Shabbat Shuva. Shabbat is Me'ein Olam Haba, reminds you, Shabbat is a little bit of a taste on this world of what Olam Haba is going to be like. So he says, before Yom Kippur, we say, yeah, you're going to celebrate Yom Kippur this week, and you're going to get very, very close. But you should know, the Shabbat before is Shabbat Shuva. That's a Shabbat that's going to point you to the fact that La'asid level is going to be a time of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you're going to get even greater. So beforehand, we're saying there's something even better than Yom Kippur. Anyway, that's the two-minute version of, like, 20 pages of the Maharal. So you could take a look at it on the very first source. But it's so beautiful, again, connecting Yom Kippur back to the Kittel again, connecting Yom Kippur and Pesach, the two nights of the year where we get this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can't have for the rest of the year. Let's continue a little bit. Baruch HaMakom, okay, we're going to skip that piece because it's vast. Okay, so that's going to have to be homework. You see where I have in the bottom of Reish Lamed, Baruch HaMakom, he has a whole lengthy discussion about the four sons and why. Basically, the kashas are so strong about the four sons. Everybody asks these kashas. If you look in the Chumash, the psukim that talk about the questions of the four sons, they are not the same questions that we have as the four sons. You get mixed up. The Tum's question is really the Chacham's answer in the Haggadah, and the Tum's answer in the Torah is what we answer. It's all convoluted. And the Maharal has, like I said, about 5 pages of essay about answering all those kashas. But I'm choosing to skip that in the interest of trying to give you what I think are the most practical and the most understandable and hopefully the most relevant life lessons that we can learn here. So let's skip to the end of page Reish Lamed Ches. Reish Lamed Ches on the bottom left-hand side. And we're starting to bring it home now. Last few minutes here. Reish Lamed Ches, first of all, Vayered Mitzrayma. See the bottom left-hand side, underline Reish Lamed Ches. Vayered Mitzrayma Onas Al Pi Adibur. That's what it says in the Haggadah. Now, you know, and I highlight this every year, to me it's such an important theme. And again, if you buy Rabbi Goldschneider's Haggadah, so if you read Rav Salvechik's Ha'aras on Rabbi Goldschneider's Haggadah, Rav Salvechik saw much of the Haggadah through the prism of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because Rav Salvechik was Isha Halacha, he was the man of Torah study. And what I like to stress every year in the Haggadah is that lengthy part of the Haggadah of Magid, where we take the four psukim of Parshas Ki Tzavo, Mikra Bikurim, and we just sit there and analyze every half word of it. So if you're someone who does not enjoy the study of Torah and is not sensitive to the joy that studying Torah brings to a person, so that part of the Seder is death warmed over. It's literally late at night and you're just wondering what are they doing. The drushes are just droning on and on and on and on and on. But if you are sensitized to the beauty of Torah study and the importance of Torah study in the life of a Jew, and of salvation develops in this Haggadah time and time and time again, that Talmud Torah is such an important part of the Mesorah. If Pesach night is all about transmitting the Mesorah to our kids, it's about training our children to be studiers of Torah, to be people who want to engage in study and want the time to pass and not realize the time is passing. Anyway, that's all. So this is the very first drasha, right? Vayir in Mitzrayma, Onas al Pia Diba, he was forced. So the Maral stresses again a theme that he keeps on stressing. Da ki inin Yaakov haya kol dvar av shelo b'mikra. Onas al Pia Diba means God forced Yaakov down to Egypt. God wanted Yaakov to go down to Egypt. It wasn't just that Yaakov decided, oh, it's a famine in the land, so I'll figure it out, it's a good place to go, I'll go down to Egypt. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to him in a dream and said, I want you to go down. That's part of Jewish history. The Maral is very, very into God's hand in Jewish history. So Onas al Pi Adibur is stressing the fact that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim The whole Shibud in Mitzrayim was part of Hashem's master plan. The whole Yitzias in Mitzrayim was part of Hashem's master plan. Just it didn't happen to be that he happened to go down there. And he continues. Take a look on page Reish Lamitet. Very, very important theme. Vayogar Sham. Malamit Sheyolo Yarad Lehishtakeya. Right? Vayogar Sham. Yaakov was a ger in Egypt. Gentlemen, Yaakov was a ger in Egypt. We say Yaakov was a ger in Egypt. When he went down to Egypt, he knew he was not there for the long haul. Right? That's what the Haggadah says. Malamed, this teaches us, Shlo Yarad Lehishtakeya. He didn't go down to Egypt to stay there forever. And gentlemen, I would dare say that our existence in the United States has to be the same thing. We have to believe that we're not here forever. And we're not striking our long-time roots here. This is not where we're supposed to be forever. This is not our home. This is not our homeland. And those of us young ones, especially, the guys just back from Eretz Yisrael, just having that experience of interacting with the land of Israel, I hope that each of you will consider strongly living in the land of Israel. You should consider it very strongly to be that place that's your home. That's what the Haggadah says. Yeah, temporarily Yaakov had to go down to Egypt, but he was a ger. He viewed himself as not being his personal, and not being his permanent residence. When you're older and it's a lot more difficult, and you make a parnasa, and you know it's much more difficult to strike, you know, to move there or to have your permanent roots there. But when you're young and you're just back from Eretz Yisrael, I really think this is something that people should very seriously consider. Ki kol zman shelo hayu rak kmo gerim, lo hayu ruyim lios nisharim. Ki ager b'mashu ger hu kmo oreach, notel alonu l'machar yotzei. Kach hayu Yisrael b'mitzrayim, shelo yard Yaakov l'shtakea. U'bishvil kach zachu l'geula. Wow. Right? Maral perhaps is hinting to us here, why have we not been Zoche L'Geula? Because we're very comfortable with this land being our permanent homeland. We're very comfortable. We're here. We're striking our roots. The Maral says that the Zechus of why we merited exodus from Egypt is because we realized, because we wanted out. We didn't want to stay there. We wanted the land of holiness. We wanted the land of closeness. You would think that. And the bottom, how did they keep up to be different? Mitsuyanim means they were different, right? Chazal say they didn't change their language. They still spoke Hebrew. Shlo shanu es malbusham. Shlo shinu es shemam, right? He says, El mitzuyanim u'mesumanim kitzion milashen simen. Right? A Jew has to know. He dresses differently, talks differently, he acts differently. So we're supposed to not learn from all the nations around us. That's one way that we also merit Geula. That's what the Baal HaGadah speaks about as well. I guess just in closing, we'll just close with this. You know what? I have to skip. For homework, you got to do about Dayenu. He has beautiful Torahs on Dayenu, and he has beautiful Torahs on the Dalet Kosos I have underlined for you. So I'm just going to close with what I spoke about earlier. Let's go to page Reish Ayin Gimel. We'll close with that, the very last page. Reish Ayin Gimel. We'll close with this. This is what I highlighted before. I think a very important idea. I think this really pulls together everything we spoke about. B'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam liros es atzmo pirish shekol adam chayiv sheyira atzmo kilu yatsim yimitzrayim v'yesh lo l'shabeach l'faru l'romeim l'akadosh baruch hu. Gentlemen, every person at the Seder night has to praise and elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu al zeh, the fact that he took the Jewish people out of Egypt. Every every generation is separate. Ulekach yireh kilu hu hayotze. V'lo yabed el zulaso. He doesn't have to look at anybody else. Ulekach ma'isi krab avurzeh Hashem li. Loksiv lanu kilu hu hayotze. No, not that we left with them. Aval kamana ma'alos avosin levad gal. Ratzlam ki Hashem yisparach hu shehotzi ha'avos v'habanim yachad. Ulefikach amar lois avosin levad gal el afo sanu v'ratzlamar. Bivadai mitzad amekabel shehu ador yirek iluhu haya hayotze meblishi abed al achirim. Avol mitzad hakadosh baruch hu shehu pol hagula hotzi hakol biyachad. Mitzad hakadosh baruch hu took us all out at the same time. Uperish davazet. Shehakadosh baruch hu gal es yisrael beklalos shelahem. God redeemed on that night the entirety of the Jewish people. Ki kasher gal hakadosh baruch hu es yisrael. Hoysa Hagula L'shem Klal Yisrael. Shelo Yu Yisrael Bershus Mitzrayim. That in all generations, the Jewish people would not be under the spiritual rule of anyone else. Ulefika Hoysa Hagula Lebanim Kemola Avos. Therefore, the Geula was for the few generations as much as the fathers. Shelo Yotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Sheyo Nigolam Ador Sheyotim Yotzim only them. Baleim Avad Yibirazai Zagula Losa Ador Belvad. Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu Yerotze Ligol Es Yisrael Bechlal. God wanted to redeem the entirety of the Jewish people as one. V'shem Yisrael b'shav al kol Yisrael. The name of the Jewish people is on every Jew for all generations. Ulefikach afo sanu gal imam. Ulefikach yirah kol adam atzmo ki iluhu yasa mimitzrayim. And he says, there's a very last piece. Yesh makshim. Ma ho ilano ayitzia. What did it help? Harianu mishubadu mishar malchios. We're still under Obama rule. We're still under Demaishna, Malchus Mitzrayim, Mishar Malchios. The Divrei Havayim, says the Maral, these are words of nothingness. Ki kasher yotzi yisrom yutzayim, kiblu atov be'etzem, acho yiru'im ba'atzenios, b'nei chorin mitzad ma'alosam. The Jewish people attained a spiritual freedom. V'zos ha'mala atzis li yisrael shem ru'im lios, b'nei chorin mitzad atzem ma'alosam. V'divrei mikri lo yivatel davar atzmi klal. Yes, it might be that we might be under German rule, and one time, we might be under Polish rule, we might be under American rule, we might be under other rules, but Yetzias Mitzrayim, we became a people who, in our essence, we are free. Our essence is freedom. Freedom to choose to be what we want to be. Freedom to choose to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Freedom to be, right, B'nei Chorin. Ki achar shehotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Mitzrayim, v'nosanos B'nei Chorin, v'lo od ala af molochim, v'atem tiyum ma'amlechus kanam v'goy kadosh, we should believe that we're ma'amlechus kohanim, v'goyadosh, zeh Hashem hu Yisrael be'etzim. So that's what it means, every generation of person is supposed to think of himself as free. So, just to summarize, first of all, to thank everybody for coming. I hope you got something out of it. The key point is, we now have a few days left to prepare, to scrub out all the chametz, to focus on that which is simple, that which is clean, that which is emesthetic, that which is truthful, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that night, the Maharal and so many other great tzaddikim and tamidei chacham of the generations have said that this night is such an important night to connect to our family, to pass the Mesorah on to the next generation every way we can. I hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give each of us the wisdom and the ability to enjoy the Seder and to not try to rush it, but to enjoy it, to soak it in, to soak in the Divrei Torah, to soak in the stories and the themes of the past generations, to pass on, to help pass on to our children, to pass on to our little brothers, those of us who are back from Israel, our siblings, our families, to bring back to our families everything we got from the land of Israel. And hopefully, we should one day merit, Chazal say, B'nisa Nigalu, I was saying, B'nisa Masid Nigal, we should remember what the Maral teaches us, that even though we're celebrating the time now, there's going to be a time in the future where we're going to celebrate the ultimate Gula. May that day come and hear the Amen. Amen. Chag Sameach.